It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. The Parsons Police Department is in line to get a new canine officer who's going to serve as the handler.
Christian Smith. He's been with us for a few years. I think he's going to be a great addition. He's highly motivated, meticulous, and that's exactly what you want with a canine handler. You got to make sure that they are up on training as well as the care of the animal and is mature enough to be able to deploy that additional resource.
Does the grant cover training for the handler also?
The grant does cover the training for the handler during that two-week period and his stay at a hotel down in Arkansas.
You're continuing fundraising activities. What is that money used for?
That money is really now to sustain the program. With our next canine, there's still going to be some additional expenses. Just like Kareem, we'll have to make sure that we have a bullet-resistant vest, kennel, vet bills, normal medicine, and most importantly, food. We've got two more mice the police department to feed on a seven-day-a-week basis. We've got to make sure those dogs are healthy and well-fed.
With a canine unit like that, you also need a specialized vehicle to go along with that.
We do, and trying to order new police vehicles right now because of the supply chain issues can take up to about 10 months by the time you bid and take delivery. So we needed something a little sooner than that, and so we were very lucky. Chief Mosley at the University of Kansas Police Department, they were in the process of rotating one of their canine units out because they have a set schedule for their vehicles to be rotated out. And so we were able to get a 2017 Dodge Charger, but it has low impact miles because it's driven only at the University of Kansas. And we were able to get that for a little over $15,000. Now, in comparison, if we were to go out and order a new vehicle, it's about $68,000. And folks kind of go, how can a police car cost that much? Well, that also includes canine cage, the automatic door opener for the dog to get out, heat alarm, additional air conditioning and heating that goes directly into the animal part of the vehicle. You've got radios, you've got emergency lights, sirens, you have radar unit, you have the video camera unit, and suddenly it gets pretty expensive to pretty much get a ready-to-go vehicle that we'll be able to deploy in about 2 weeks. It's turned out to be a win-win.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.